Donnie in New Mexico. Now, Donnie, this is a loaded prompt I have here about what's going on with you. How are you feeling?
Well, you always ask people how they're feeling, and they never seem to answer honestly. I feel like it takes a while.
Go ahead.
I'm miserable, wretched, tired, naked, and poor.
All right. Let's unpack that a little bit. What else? What's going on? Why have you gotten to that point?
Well, I'm the sick person and the caregiver and the addict all rolled into one.
All right. Well, who are you taking care of?
I don't think you have any advice for me, frankly, because I'm not interested in psychiatrists or 12-step programs or church. I'm not interested in any of that stuff.
I try not to give a whole lot of advice out on this show, Donnie. What I try to do is point people to safety. And you don't have to go get counseling. You don't have to go to a 12-step program. You don't have to do anything. So what do you want to talk about?
Well, what should I do?
Well, you said I don't have any advice for you.
Well, I'm wondering whether you do or not, because those are the only three things I hear from you. See a doctor, go to a recovery program, or see a psychiatrist, or go to church. And I'm not interested in any of those things.
All right. How's this working out for you?
I'm not sure.
Well, okay. When you're tired of... Well, how about, you know, you just keep doing what you're doing. I keep telling you where the exit is for this freeway. You don't want to take it.
Well, I don't have anybody to help me, Peter. I don't have any... I need a caregiver myself, and I don't even have any... I don't qualify for help.
All right. Have you... Let me ask you a question, Donnie. You don't want to go to a doctor. You don't want to go to counseling. You don't want to go to recovery program. But what do you want to do?
I want to have a good life.
All right. And so if somebody's saying, here's a path that has helped millions of people have a better life, and you're saying, I don't want to do that, well, what do you want me to say?
Well, those aren't the only things. Those aren't the only options.
I'm not saying that they're the only options. I never said that they're only options. I just simply said those are the options that I have found in my vast experience of this that work. And you want to call into a show on Saturday morning and argue with the guy that's been doing this for a very long time, that has seen remarkable results with people who've been doing this for a long time, and you don't want to do it, but you want to gripe about where you are. So what do you want me to say?
Well, I've been doing it for a long time, too, but not as long as you've. I've only been doing it for 12 years.
All right. I've got you by a factor of three almost. And yeah, here's some things I've learned.
Three times...
more experienced, and I have more time to fail at it. I'm not smarter. I've just had ample time to make a lot more mistakes than you have, Donnie.
But you're not disabled like I am.
And I'm not
taking care of yourself. You're taking care of somebody else.
All right. Well, again, what do you want me to say, Donnie? I've given you a path. Are you seeing your doctor? You don't want to see a doctor. You don't want to go to counseling. You don't want a recovery program. You don't want to go to church.
Well,
what do you want to do?
I see a physical doctor. I don't see a mental doctor.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, I don't have a ride.
All right. How do you get to your physical doctor?
Well, I do have a ride for that, but I don't have a ride to go twice a week to a counselor.
I don't know that you have to go twice a week. Do you go anywhere else during the week?
I'm not interested in them.
Okay. Well, and you don't want to go to church.
Well, speaking of counselors, I do have a joke. You like humor.
If you got a joke, let's go for it.
What did Sigmund Freud say to Jesus when Jesus was on the couch?
Jesus was... be careful with this joke, okay? But go ahead.
No, it's not dirty. It's just weird.
I think I'm seeing a pattern here, but go ahead.
What did Freud say to Jesus when Jesus was on the couch? The answer is, so, Mr. Christ, how long have you had this desire to upstage Santa at Christmas time? So you know, don't have any humor either. You think you're funny,
Donnie, that
but
doesn't,
you're not.
That doesn't offend me as a Christian. It offends me as a comedian. It's just not really that funny, Donnie.
It is funny. But, it's hilarious, and you didn't even get it. You had to sit there in your dead shoes and with nothing to say.
No, I gave you ample opportunity to go out on stage and stand in front of the microphone and say it.
I don't like that. I absolutely have performance anxiety. I'm not a performer like you, Peter. I wasn't raised in church playing piano. I'm not like you at all.
Well, and maybe that's something to be grateful for. But it sounds like none of this is really working for you.
I'm better off staying at home sleeping with my cats.
Well, if that helps you. But Donnie, I'm going to simply say the same thing.
You don't really give much good advice to people. You tell them to go to a recovery program or to church or one thing or another. It's very frustrating listening to you.
Well, Donnie, I tell you what. You get your own radio show. You go out there and offer a lot of advice to people and see how that works. Because right now you sound like a very miserable person who doesn't want to do anything but just be miserable. Now, I could only offer you what I have seen and experienced myself. But if you want to continue being miserable, Donnie, don't let me step in front of that. Go ahead.
Well, tell me.
How's this working for you?
Good advice is.
I'm not going to give you advice, Donnie. I'm going to let you give yourself advice. You have criticized. You have whined, you have griped, and yet you're just a miserable person who just wants to be miserable. Go ahead. Have a good time with that.
And that's why you're offended.
Well, I'm not offended. I don't even know you, Donnie.
Well, of course you are. You say you have advice, but you won't give it.
I have given advice. You don't want it. I have given advice. You don't want it.
Programs for.
I'm sorry? What was that? Well, Donnie, listen, I can't hear you very well. We're breaking up here. You're welcome to stay on the air. You're welcome to listen, but we got to go to a break. Donnie, you do whatever you want to do. Here's the path to safety that my lengthy experience has shown. You don't want it? Don't take it. How's that working out for you? That's the whole point. You don't want to do it? Don't do it. Be miserable. But here's the path for safety for other people. This is Hope for the Caregiver. This is Peter Rosenberger, and we're having a good time. 888-589-8840.
Have you ever struggled to trust God when lousy things happen to you? I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and in 1983, I experienced a horrific car accident leading to 80 surgeries and both legs amputated. I questioned why God allowed something so brutal to happen to me. But over time, my questions changed, and I discovered courage to trust God. That understanding, along with an appreciation for quality prosthetic limbs, led me to establish Standing with Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana and West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies, and with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I am Standing with Hope.
Welcome back to the show for Caregivers About Caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. This is Peter Rosenberger. This is the nation's number one show for the family caregiver. 888-589-8840. Donnie, you did a great service to a lot of folks. Evidently, the phone lines are absolutely slammed. So we'll go through. Look, I'm not here to give people advice. I'll point you to safety. Safety that I have found over my vast years of doing this and talking with so many people. You don't want it, don't take it. But Donnie, if you want to have any kind of help, maybe just listen to a lot of stand-up comedy. It'll help your comedy, it'll help your jokes, and it'll make you laugh a little bit. And maybe that's a better call for you. I don't know. Do you like comedy? Go listen to a bunch of stand-up comics and make you laugh a little bit. We're going to go through a lightning round of a bunch of people who want to comment on that. Jake in Arkansas, Jake, good morning. We got to have to go real quick, but how do you feel?
Oh, I feel good. I just want to tell you that I called in once before, and you sent me a book, and I gave that book to one of my church members because his wife been sick, and it made a transition in his life. And for the guy that called in, his problem is you, right. You gave him all the best advice you could have gave him, and especially about finding Christ, because I'm a preacher. And when my church members get down, my whole family, we take care of them. We take them to the doctor. We feed them. And you done gave him everything that he needs. But like you say, he is miserable, and miserable people like to make other people miserable too. But you're doing a fantastic job. I listen to you all the time.
Well,
and please, Jake, don't give in.
Well, I'm not going to give in, Jake. That I've been doing this too long for that, and I'm getting too old for that. But listen, Jake, that means a lot that you said what you said. I'm glad the book was helpful. Keep preaching the gospel, buddy.